A man who injected an Anchorage teenager with heroin before Christmas now faces 4 charges and $90,000 bail. Meanwhile, the 14-year-old girl remains in a city hospital. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
According to court documents, on December 25th, Sean Michael Warner was charged with delivery of controlled substances to a minor, tampering with physical evidence, second-degree theft, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. The first 3 are felony levels, the 4th a Class A misdemeanor. The Anchorage police report that on the evening of December 22nd, the girl, identified only as J.D., went to Warner's West Side home. 2 other men, 22 and 21 years old, were also present. According to Police Department spokeswoman Anita Schell, the 20-year-old pair are now cooperating witnesses. They told police that the girl said she was willing to try heroin, but didn't want to inject herself. Schell says Warner volunteered.
He tried several attempts to inject her and was unsuccessful, and then finally had her lay down on the bed, and he used his belt as a tourniquet on her arm and injected her with between 25 to 30 units of heroin.
Schell notes the heroin was China White, one of the purest and strongest available. The teenager was left on the bed.
At about 9:30 the next day, one of the witnesses found the 14-year-old girl face down in her own vomit. She was having difficulty breathing. They attempted to resuscitate her by using CPR, and that was unsuccessful. And at one point in time, Warner used a drug called Suboxone, which is given to heroin addicts to help in their recovery. That was unsuccessful.
Eventually, J.D. went into convulsions. After 4 hours, at 1:30 p.m., 911 was called.
It is a very long delay. Anytime somebody overdoses, there's a critical time frame in which, if they get medical attention, they can actually come out of it. But this is a very long delay, and now she's in a local hospital fighting for her life. She is still listed in critical condition.
Tests on the girl at the hospital showed she also had cocaine, meth, and marijuana in her system. The 2 men say Warner didn't want to call 911 because he feared police would find drugs in his house. By the time medics and police arrived to help the girl, he had locked drugs, needles, and other evidence into his bedroom, but said it was his roommate's. After the police left the home, Warner and one of the men hid the evidence in a trash bin behind a nearby restaurant. Later, the man, and now one of the witnesses, led police to the site. One of the 3 felony charges involves an alleged $900 theft in merchandise from Costco.
The witnesses said that Warner had stolen a $900 surveillance system from Costco, and the witness told detectives he didn't know where Warner got the heroin, but he said he was with Warner when he stole the system, and then he delivered it to a man shortly thereafter, and he believes that that's where the money came from to purchase the heroin, or possibly could have been a trade for the heroin.
Besides the $90,000 bail, Warner cannot be released without a court-approved custodian.